Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
Dr. Lisa Carey is one of the world's leading experts in breast cancer research. At the UNC School of Medicine and Lineberger Comprehensive Cancer Center, she works every day to better understand the disease and to find new treatment options. Dr. Carey notes that deaths from breast cancer have dropped 40%, saving more than 300,000 lives in the last 20 years. Many of those women were treated for the HER2 protein.
We have more than almost 250,000 women in the U.S. diagnosed every year. For a long time has been a major cause of illness and death in the U.S. But the good news is that in part because of early detection and a lot because of better treatment, we've had this massive change in the likelihood of dying of the disease. It's dropped about 40% over the last couple of decades. I had a grandmother who actually died of breast cancer when I was 4. And, you know, at that time, most women who got it actually died of it. And now it's only 20% or so. So these are massive strides. We're not done, but these are massive strides. So it's about 20% of breast cancers have too much of this protein called HER2. It's a normal protein that controls sort of growth of the cell. When you have too much of it, it becomes basically unregulated. It's like having the gas pedal stuck down. And so the cells start to grow just wildly. That 20% was actually a major contributor to death because it was a really, really aggressive kind of cancer. And that was true right up until the late 1990s and into the early 2000s when drugs were developed that actually targeted HER2. And by taking the foot off the gas pedal through these drugs was an amazing change in the ability to treat it if the cancer had already spread through the body and was metastatic. And even more importantly, to cure it up front so it doesn't come back. Interestingly, HER2-positive breast cancer, which was our worst prognosis kind of breast cancer, is now one of our best prognosis kinds of breast cancer simply because of the advent of not just one, but several really effective anti-HER2 drugs. Once you have a cancer, we test for it. There isn't a way to see if a person is prone to getting that kind of breast cancer. But once an invasive breast cancer is detected, it is routine to test for whether it's the kind that's HER2 positive.
A large part of Dr. Carey's research in precision medicine is about over-treating cancer patients when they do not need certain types of therapies.
The drugs we have for HER2 positive breast cancer, we have like 5 of them now, are incredibly successful. They help us turn metastatic disease into a chronic disease. And women with that kind of cancer, even though we can't cure it once it becomes metastatic, they now live for 4, 5 or longer years on average. And we now incorporate 2, 3, 4 of them into the curative setting, what we call the curative setting, meaning the point where they're not metastatic. And if we're successful, they never become metastatic and they are cured of disease and it never comes back. The problem is that we now use a lot of these drugs for everybody. And so now part of the next step in tailoring therapy and trying to be rational in the way we use these drugs is trying to figure out who needs all 4 of the drugs, who only needs 1 of the drugs, who needs chemo, who doesn't need chemo. There's actually already some emerging information where if you take the combination of how big the tumor is and where it is and isn't, plus a much more deep understanding of the biology of the cancer, lets us figure out who we need to be more aggressive with and who we can be less aggressive with. And this is really important. Some of our earlier research in partnership with the patients, when we were trying new drugs, we actually asked the patients to allow us to obtain biopsies from the cancer, which were given to scientists who were experts in this field. And our question for the scientists was pretty simple. For the cancers that responded well, tell us why. And for the cancers that didn't respond, tell us why. And they did. And it turns out that there's a number of features of the cancer that make them either hypersensitive to the drugs we give or less sensitive. And so you could make the argument if they're hypersensitive, you might not need as many of the drugs. We also found that whether or not the patient's immune system was actually recognizing the cancer and was revved up matters a lot in whether the cancer shrinks in response to therapy and how well the patient does.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.